This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our new Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs, and Pastor Terry Priestap has completed a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and I will repeat that at the end of the program. What does it mean to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? First of all, personal doesn't mean private. Private means a secret, and Christ is for the whole world. Personal means you as a person must take individual action and make a decision for Christ, yourself. To properly understand this question, you must first understand the terms Jesus Christ, personal, and Savior. Who is Jesus Christ? Many people will acknowledge Christ as a good man, a great teacher, or even a prophet of God. These things are definitely true of Jesus, but they do not fully define who He truly is. The Bible tells us that Jesus is God in the flesh, God in human form. See John 1:1 and John 1:14. John 1:1 says, "The Word, Christ, was in the beginning. The Word was with God. The Word was God." And then skip down to verse 14. "Christ became human flesh and lived among us. We saw His shining greatness, that is, His glory. This greatness is given only to His much-loved Son from His Father. He was full of loving favor and truth." God came to earth to teach us, to heal us, correct us, forgive us, and die for us. Jesus Christ is God, the Creator, the Sovereign Lord. Have you accepted this Jesus? What is a Savior and why do we need a Savior? Well, the Bible tells us that we have all sinned. We have all committed evil acts. In Romans chapter 3, we read, "There is not one person who is right with God. No, not even one. There is not one who understands. There is not one who tries to find God. Everyone has turned away from God." As a result of our sin, we deserve the anger and judgment of God, the only just punishment for sins committed against an infinite and eternal God is an infinite punishment. Romans 6:23 says, "You get what is coming to you when you sin, it is death. But the free gift of God is life that lasts forever. It is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ." Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, read, "Then I saw a great white throne. I saw the one who sat on it. The earth and the heaven left him in a hurry, and they could be found no more. I saw all the dead people standing before God. There were great people and small people. The books were opened. Then another book was opened. It was the book of life. The dead people were judged by what they had done, as it was written in the books. The sea gave up the dead people who were in it, death and hell gave up the dead people who were in them, Each one was judged by what he had done. Then death and hell were thrown into the lake of fire. The lake of fire is the second death, and if anyone's name was not written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. So that, friend, is why we need a Savior. There is a real hell, and you don't want it. I know I didn't want it, and that's why I trusted in Jesus as my Savior. Jesus Christ came to earth and died in our place. The death of Jesus was an infinite payment for our sins. 2 Corinthians 5:21 reads, "Christ never sinned, but God put our sin on him. Then we are made right with God because of what Christ has done for us." Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins, Romans 5:8. "But God showed his love to us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us." Jesus paid the price so that we would not have to pay. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead proved that his death was sufficient to pay the penalty for our sins. And that is why Jesus is the one and only Savior. John 14:6 tells us, "Jesus said, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one can go to the Father except by me.'" And in Acts 4:12 it says, "There is no way to be saved from the punishment of sin through anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we can be saved." So again, I ask, are you trusting in Jesus as your Savior? So then, is Jesus your personal Savior? Many people view Christianity as attending church, performing rituals, and or not committing certain sins. But that is not Christianity. True Christianity is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Accepting Jesus as your personal Savior means placing your own personal faith and trust in him. No one is saved by the faith of others, not your family's faith or your heritage or community. No one is forgiven by doing certain deeds. The only way to be saved is to personally accept Jesus as your Savior, trusting in his death as the payment for your sins and his resurrection as your guarantee of eternal life. Just like it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever puts his trust in the Son of God will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever." Having a personal relationship with God begins the moment we realize our need for him, admit we are sinners, and in faith receive Jesus Christ as Savior. God, our Heavenly Father, has always desired to be close to us, to have a relationship with us. Before Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden, read Genesis chapter 3, both he and Eve knew God on an intimate, personal level. They walked with him in the garden and talked directly to God the Father. Due to the sin of man, we became separated and disconnected from God. Having a personal relationship with God means we should include God in our daily lives. We should pray to him, read his word, the Bible, and meditate on verses in an effort to get to know him better. We should pray for wisdom. Just like it says in James 1:5, "If you do not have wisdom, ask God for it. He is always ready to give it to you and will never say you are wrong for asking," which is the most valuable asset we could ever have. We should take our requests directly to Jesus, asking in his name. Again, like it says in John 15:16, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you. I have set you apart for the work of bringing in fruit. Your fruit should last, and whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Oh, that's a tremendous promise. Jesus is the one who loves us enough to give his life for us. Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God showed his love to us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The Holy Spirit has been given to us as our counselor. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives within you and will be in you. That's what Jesus told us in John 14, verses 15 through 17. Jesus said this before he died, and after he died, the Holy Spirit became available to all who earnestly seek to receive him. He is the one who lives in the hearts of believers and never leaves. He counsels us, teaches us truths, and changes our hearts. Without this divine Holy Spirit, we would not have the ability to fight against evil and temptations. But since we do have him, we begin to produce the fruit that comes from allowing the Spirit to control us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You can read about that in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. This personal relationship with God is not as hard to find as we might think, and there is no mysterious formula for getting it. As soon as we become children of God, we receive the Holy Spirit, who will begin to work on our hearts. We should pray without ceasing. Read the Bible and join a Bible-believing church. All of these things will help us to grow spiritually. Is Jesus personally your Savior? If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, say words to God like the following. Remember now, saying this prayer or any other prayer will not save you. Only believing in Jesus and his finished work on the cross for you can save you from sin. This prayer is simply a way to express to God your faith in him and thank him for providing your salvation. God, I know that I have sinned against you and deserve punishment. But I believe Jesus Christ took the punishment I deserve so that through faith in him, I could be forgiven. I receive your offer of forgiveness and place my trust in you for salvation. I accept Jesus as my personal Savior. Thank you for your wonderful grace and forgiveness, the gift of eternal life. Amen. Now, I am going to pray for you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. At Vision for Christ, we enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone also. You can listen to past programs there, and Pastor Terry Priestap has completed a written Bible blog to help you in your Christian life. That website address again is gospel2africa.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in Romans 10:13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.